The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
We congratulate all the brothers and sisters, believers, lovers in the Ahlul Bayt that on the occasion of the birth of the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, and hopefully we are able, through asking Allah, through asking those that He has set for us to ask for intercession, including Fatima al-Zahra, we ask Him to help us get closer to this manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this muqarrab of the closest entities or the closest of God's creation to Him. And as we do so, obviously that would mean we are getting closer and reaching the proximity of the Divine. We can only be closer to her if we become of the muqarrabin. If she is of the muqarrabin, those who are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only way to get closer to her is to become of the muqarrabin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these verses and has given us the Ahlul Bayt. All of this is to lead to that together. Isn't that what the Prophet said? Inni tarikum fikum al-thiqlan kitab Allah wa itrati ahla bayti. I leave behind the book and my itra. Ma in tamassaktum bihima lan tadillu abada. If you take both of these, you grab a hold of both of them, what happens? Lan tadillu. You will never be lost. In other words, you will be on the right path. Where does the right path lead to? Sirat al-Aziz al-Hamid. It's the path that leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the... Allah has created Fatima al-Zahra and has created the Qur'an, has given us both of these, the combination referring to both of them, reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. We gave you Al-Kawthar. Kawthar is a term that we understand to be referring to Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha. But the literal meaning of it is, they say the term they generally use is Al-Khayr Al-Kathir, or great, good. Okay, and Kathir is not limited. God calls it Kathir. God says this is much, without limit. He doesn't put any limit on it. In other words, Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, is al-khayr al-kathir, without limit, without putting a limit to that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is able to count small and great, He just calls this gift to the Prophet al-Kawthar. Inna a'tainaka al-Kawthar. In other words, our minds cannot fathom the greatness of this gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the Prophet. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرَ. And therefore, since your Lord has given you this daughter that is Al-Kawthar, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرَ. Pray to your Lord and move your hands up. This وَانْحَرَ is the practice of bringing our hands up, according to at least the tafasir. That's what it's referring to. Allama Tabatabai says this. It's bringing your hands up in takbir. Allahu Akbar. When you're doing salah, wanhar. Okay. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Those who say wrong things about you, and they say, oh, you don't have a son, you're talking about a whole religion, changing the world, you can't even change Arabia, you're going to die, you don't have a son, your lineage is cut off, your name will not continue, you will be lost in history. God says at that time, and we can see, إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ. Who were the ones who were شَانِئَ? Who were the ones that were saying that to the Prophet? Abu Sufyan. Where is any progeny to Abu Sufyan? There is none. They discontinued. Their graves are lost, except for using it for relieving oneself. Some people have found them. I don't even know if those are their graves. Where are they? Where is Abu Sufyan? Where is... They are lost. إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ. They are abtar, and that's what exactly happened. One of the aspects of Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, being al-Kawthar. The Holy Prophet was rahmatan lil-alameen. One of the things that the Prophet was given in order to fulfill his goal of guiding mankind is Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha. Al-Khayr al-Kathir. Great khayr. How? Look at this. Remembrance of Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, strengthens the believer. Gives them strength to move forward, to make progress. The remembrance of Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, gives comfort. Crying for Fatima al-Zahra out of joy, out of love for her. There are people that love her so much, when they hear her name, when they speak of her, their heart trembles. They have tears of joy and happiness. The same way it says that people who believe in Allah, that were not Muslim, they were Christians, meaning they were Muslim in a sense. They were Christians, what they knew was Christianity. They were such great believers in Allah through whatever they had of the teachings of Christ, that when they heard the ayat of Allah in the form of the Quran says their eyes would start raining, the tears would start flowing. Those were those ayat of Allah. Fatima al-Zahra is ayatullah al-Uzma. She is the greatest, one of the greatest ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person hears her name, speaks of her, thinks of her, reads of her. The eyes don't want to start to pour. And what happens when that believer remembering her, their tears come down their cheeks? Their hearts tremble. What happens? That happens to them looking at an ayah of Allah. They get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wasn't that the objective of the Prophet? The Prophet wanted to guide all these people through Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha. These believers are able to ascend, be guided. Al-Khayr al-Kathir al-Kawthar. Inna a'tainaka al-Kawthar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we gave you the Kawthar. So be thankful and pray. Fasalli lirabbika wanhar. And don't worry, these people who are against you and they're saying these wrong things, they will discontinue. Their progeny, their lineage, that will discontinue. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the tawfiq of knowing more of this great creation of his, Fatima al-Zahra, this Kawthar of the Prophet.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على
محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.